Finally, you can hear this show or any part of it again or any of our previous shows or recommend us to your friends by going to KBOO FM Old Mole Variety Hour, and today's show will be up soon. Thanks for listening.
And it's 10 a.m. You do have it tuned to KBOO in Portland. And coming right up is Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. Stay tuned at 10:15. We will broadcast a forum on the Trans-Pacific Partnership and how this secretive free trade agreement will impact local efforts to ban GMOs. This was recorded on June 19th in Portland. And at 11, it's Health Watch with Dr. David Naiman, featuring the author of Go Wild, a book that argues that although civilization has rapidly evolved, our bodies have not kept pace. And then at 11:30, Dan Johnson will interview Rich Silverman. And I want to thank KBOO members for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can become one. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate Today.
KBOO is getting ready for our annual book and record sale coming soon, and we are accepting donations now. The sale will be held sometime this fall at the Volunteers of America building, 537 Southeast Alder Street in Portland. The book and record sale is a great way to help contribute to your community. So do us and yourself a favor. Clear out those books, comics, DVDs, VHS tapes, LPs, and CDs collecting dust around your abode and bring them down to the station, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, during our business hours. Got questions? Contact Jesse at 503-231-8032, extension 213, or online via email, volunteer@kboo.org. Remember, the stuff that you're sick of, others may treasure. Turn your clutter into cash for your community radio station, KBOO.
We're now approaching Newport, Rhode Island.
KBOO and the Clinton Street Theater are proud to present one of the great concert films of all time, Jazz on a Summer's Day, a documentary of the 1958 Newport Jazz Festival. Jazz on a Summer's Day captures the music, the crowd, and the essence of such jazz greats as Louis Armstrong, Thelonious Monk, Jerry Mulligan, and Anita O'Day. Jazz on a Summer's Day, Thursday, August 14, 7 p.m., at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street, Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Old Rockin' Chair's got me.
Old Rockin' Chair got your father.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, August 11th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. We're going to try to reach Maz and Shamsia today. Hopefully, we'll getting through to people who are actually there becomes increasingly difficult, and, of course, it's always unpredictable. Israel has it set up that way. It's hard to rely on phone lines when one cannot even rely on words and statements coming from official entities. Today, I want to briefly go through some of the headlines. We sometimes neglect what goes on right around us. There was, of course, a rally yesterday. Many people in the activist community, were at the core of the rallies that have been taking place, giving people the opportunity to stand up in solidarity with the Palestinian people. When you think about it, if that can happen, if it can happen in South Africa, if it can be apartheid there, if you can have what happened during World War II, the Holocaust happened, if you can have what happened, what's happening now in Gaza, it can happen anywhere. These are not countries that are new to democratic societies. These are places where people are very familiar with the rule of law, and the fact that that such carnage can be carried out against the civilian population with the world standing silently to the side. Tells us the message there is loud and clear. In our society today, where we see so many institutions crumbling, where we police shoot people with utter impunity, people are shot for the crime of the color of their skin, then we have something to be seriously worried about. It's not good news. Moving along, though, back to Cascadia. We right now, if anybody's walked outside, they know that there's something in the air, and it isn't September. What it is smoke. It's the National Weather Service warns of critical wildfire conditions in Oregon and Southwest Washington, and there's a red flag warning, which means don't go throwing anything, no matches, no cigarettes, none of that stuff, and out the window. It shouldn't anyway, but certainly through the next 48 hours or so. Hot weather increases, of course, the risk of thunderstorms. Forecasters say that there could be several rounds of thunderstorms tonight. The fire crews who are out there are already fighting dozens of fires in the northwest, and the Weather Service says that given the dry conditions on the ground, there's a very, very strong possibility of lightning strikes generating new fires. A fire weather watch is also issued for parts of Washington State, and again, same situation. Yeah, you know, weather doesn't care about state lines, and neither, for that matter, do lines in drawn up in fights between people, which never really should have arisen in the first place. It's all of a piece, and on either end of the spectrum, it's equally unpredictable. A fire weather watch is issued for pretty much the whole of the bioregion. Thunderstorms expected along the crest of the Cascade Mountains and north and west. So there you have it. But that's not so much a weather report as eyes open and don't throw fire all over the place. Moving further into it, a Facebook Messenger app as a standalone version of the instant chat feature. Now, there are people who are, Facebook has been on the front lines of creating these types of tools for people to communicate. And there are incredibly aggressive new app permissions, which people haven't been looking at. We've been herded by the tech industry into lines and formations which we might not necessarily have chosen for ourselves. The way that the app industry is set up has been increasingly towards programming people. I mean, people themselves have less and less autonomy when they download these things and use them. Again, it's something, it's here, it's all over the world, and it's something that we blindly stumble into without any thought for what the implications are, that we basically signed on to be part of an enormous industry that has nothing but benefit and to nothing but profit to gain from hurting us through these apps. The apps really are designed to manipulate people. They're not for us to manipulate pretty much for anything. So it behooves people increasingly to, as they always say, read the fine print. And the National Weekend of Action Against the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. Have you heard of it? Probably not. Have you been arrested? Might be. If you haven't already, it could easily be in your future. The Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act is again a product of the USA Patriot Act. It's a post 9/11 horror show. The Weekend of Action, though, is has been organized to make people aware what this thing is and what you do if what to do to avoid getting scooped up in the net. Simple actions on behalf of animals, which used to earn people not much in the way of punishment. Now you could find yourself being labeled as a terrorist, and you can expect the consequences of that. This workshop, however, is intended to educate the public about federal laws that specifically target animal advocates whose work attempts to stop a person or company from profiting from the use of non-human animals. In effect, that AETA labels activists as terrorists. It's a chilling reality that everyone from every cause should care about, because this is a civil liberties and civil rights issue. ETA has been covered by almost every major paper in the U.S. It's one of the most unconstitutional laws since COINTELPRO. I think, do we have Mazen on the line? Good morning, Mazen. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. I cannot hear you at all, which is good, because I'll stop talking, and I want to hear from you. Go ahead and please talk to listeners about what is going on. This is genocide. This is a crime against humanity, and no one is doing anything. Why is this? What can possibly be stopping the world?
Well, I'm not sure no one is doing something about it. First of all, we Palestinians are resisting. We are 12 million Palestinians in the world. 7 million of us are refugees or displaced people. We have been ethnically cleansed. 530 Palestinian villages and towns were wiped out to make space for the Jewish state of Israel. But this Jewish state of Israel and its idea, basically, is coming to an end, I would say. I may be bold in saying this, but indeed this concept of transforming Palestine from multi-ethnic, multicultural, multi-religious society and making it the Jewish state of Israel has kind of reached its crescendo, if you want, or the end of it. And usually at the end of these systems, like in apartheid South Africa, the rulers become rather vicious and rather mean. And in this case, the meanness is astonishing in some aspects, but on the other hand, it is expected in the end of these systems. There is Professor Norman Finkelstein said Israel is a lunatic state. I think, in some sense, yes, but on the other sense, it is extremely logical that these things happen at the end of regimes that are racist and suppressive and oppressive of native people. As I said, Israel tried to make Palestine a Jewish state. It is failing miserably. Now between the River Jordan and the Mediterranean, there are 6 million Palestinians still. Some of them, like those in Gaza, nearly 2 million people are stored basically in concentration camps around on all sides. And Israel is laying siege and bombing it every 2 or 3 years, try and reduce the population. Just in the last month, Israel has killed and injured over 12,000 Palestinians. More than a quarter of them are children. This is what we have, basically. And as I said, it's not that nobody is doing about it. Obviously, some Palestinians are resisting the divestment, sanctions, movement, is growing around the world, as it did in apartheid South Africa. We have occasionally, because the media is no longer controlled by the mainstream media, there is other voices out there, like your station and others.
Your voice is what we value. We have to go now. We're out of time, as often happens, the signal is breaking up horribly. Very often, I think Israel does jam the signal coming out of your part of the world. So I have to thank you from my heart. We all do. We all thank you. We're so glad that you're there and that you're reporting. Your voice is incredibly important to us, and we only wish we had more that we could do. This, as well, I guess, has been Mazen Khamsia with the International Middle East Media Center. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, August 11th, 2014. Kate Welch engineered the show today. Thanks for that, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson's the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
And coming up next, we're going to hear part one of the broadcast on the Trans-Pacific Partnership and how this secretive free trade agreement will impact local efforts to ban GMOs. This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Northwest Connector, connecting riders to the Oregon coast through daily round-trip bus routes from Portland, Salem, and Corvallis. Northwest Connector buses are equipped with bike racks and offer 3-day and 7-day passes with transfers up and down the coast. Schedules and trip planner at nwconnector.net.
This KABU program is made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Wilkin & Company, PC, Certified Public Accountants, helping businesses, individuals, and nonprofit organizations make financial decisions based on their personal values.